The Roosevelts by Peter Collier with David Horowitz. The book is subtitled An American Saga. Dedication. To my son, Nicholas Tyree Collier, with love and admiration. I don't care for the Henry James kind of ghosts. I want real sepulchral ghosts, the kind that knock you over and eat fire, ghosts which are ghosts and none of your weak, shallow apparitions. Theodore Roosevelt. Prologue. Divine Fire. St. Patrick's Day, 1905. It was after the big parade had ended, and the spectators, many of them still carrying the little Irish flags they had spent the morning waving at the line of march, had begun to disperse throughout the city, when another crowd began to form outside the stately townhouse on East 76th Street, where a wedding was about to take place. Police had cordoned off Fifth Avenue and Madison Avenue, and were checking the credentials of the people asking to be let through. Carriages came through the checkpoints to deposit well-dressed guests at the front steps and hurry off. The appearance of an occasional horseless carriage caused a surge of excitement. Fugitive sounds of fiddles and sweet tenor voices coming from private parties throughout the city could be heard in the background. This event did not have anything to do with the wearing of the green, but it had its own ethnic implications. Although it was not possible to tell by their appearance, many of the guests at the wedding were descendants of the Dutch colonists who had arrived in the New World 250 years earlier. Their material and social success since then might stand in stark contrast to the experience of the Irish, whose travails were the subtext of this St. Patrick's Day celebration. Yet these Knickerbockers had retained a clannish sense of identity all their own.